Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1676 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, until it's going to get us both in trouble. I was then taken out of the cell with Newt Lee and had a talk with Mr. Black and Chief Lanford and Mr. Scott and told them all I knowed that Newt Lee said. They told me to go ahead. We will see you again, Alan. If we need you, we will let you know. I was then never asked any further questions any more in that case by none of the detectives or any of the officers until I was questioned by Detective W.M.J. Burns, Mr. O'Neill, Mr. Page, Jacob, and Charlie Isom in the city of Chicago, April 2nd. When I got through this statement, Mr. Burns asked me what was my opinion about the case altogether. I told him I had no fixed opinion about the case, that I knowed nothing concerning the case, that I wasn't implicated and never worked in the case but one night and half of a day. He asked me how much money was I promised to go down in the cell. I told him not any money was promised to me, that Mr. Black told me that he would see that I got paid for my work, but he had not paid me a penny up to that time. After I had seen Burns the first time, and before I saw him the last time, a Negro boy who was called in the office of Mr. Burns, Mr. Bell, and who was one of Burns's men, told me that he wouldn't tell any story for Mr. Charlie Isom or Mr. Jacobs or anybody on earth if he was in my place. Bell told me after I had had a talk with Charlie Isom, I knew Charlie Isom in Atlanta. After Burns talked to me the last time, then Charlie Isom came. I had been up to Burns's office going on the third day before Isom came. After I saw Burns the second time, they turned me over to Isom. The following is what occurred between myself and Isom after I had been there about 3 days and had already seen Burns twice. Mr. Isom met me and shook hands with me and said he was glad to see me and called me Mr. Allen. I asked him, did he call me Mr. Allen? And he said, everybody puts the mister in this part of the country, so they say. He told me that he come after me and I would have to go with